Rightio, day 5 of our 21-day challenge. And we're talking about probably one of my favorite things today, which is about the recognition of cycles. And cycles, not necessarily in our lives or in nature around us, although I think that it's really important that we do connect in with the cycles of life all around us, because it's in the awareness of cycles that we can really start to hone in on our own habitual cycles, or the cycles that are within our own body. And I mean, you guys all know how much I love talking about the body and all of that sort of stuff, and about how yoga and massage and mindfulness is so important with bringing us in connection with these innermost cycles. And if anything, the habitual cycles that we have all gone about creating in our life are really quite inner world, aren't they? And this is what makes these habitual cycles as individual as what we are. And it can be quite complex when we're dealing with habits, because they are individual and they're so personalized to us that I guess in some respects it's not funny. So what we're going to be doing today is I've sent you some information on talking about how habits are formed, and about, you know, these chemical reactions that occur in the body and how we can go about changing these habits. So I've given you a heap of information to read, but let's have a look at how habits are formed. So firstly, there is often a trigger. So it is these triggers that, I guess, it kind of becomes, or it does become quite often, an auto response. So what happens is that we get triggered, a behavior occurs, so, and this is where in between that trigger and the behavior, there's this automatic response, or this is quite often an unconscious response, and this is the behavior, right? And as a result of that behavior, we receive something. There is a reward or a feeling. Maybe it's, for example, being able to, what example have I given on here? I've given you the example of being able to switch off from the stresses of work. So I've actually left it quite an interesting one, talking about, you know, funny videos about cats being able to help us forget about the challenges of the day. You know, but in life, sometimes that reward is food, or maybe it's alcohol or something like that, and it creates these neural pathways. And I'm going to be talking about neural pathways in the notes, because there's a lot of information about the how the brain functions. And then tomorrow I'm going to go into the psychosomatics, and about how our mind creates the these patterns in our body. So this is the beginning of it, right? There's a cascade of chemical reactions that occur in the brain that then cause these habits to actually form. And if we continue to repeat without being conscious of it, then we're less likely to be able to change that pattern, and we end up with all sorts of issues. But thankfully, we can learn to manage or control this this habitual cycle, this habitual behavior reward response cycle. And how do we go about doing that? Well, the very first thing is that we really have to recognize the behavior or the cycle, and then we can begin to notice the actual trigger that might be behind that behavioral pattern. And I've sent you a link with meditation on how, and which is just a brief introduction on how to develop awareness. So I'm really going to be encouraging you to do that and to read those notes, and then maybe start to make some notes or in your little journal about your own cycles of thoughts or patterns maybe that you have already identified. I know some of you have been very good and have sent me some information already right from the very start. You all had a very good idea of your goals and what it could be that's actually holding you back from changing that pattern. And all of this information that I'm sending you is part of that developing awareness, because you know, we can know stuff, but do we really know stuff? So I really want to invite you to keep practicing your meditations, keep practicing and really building a sense of greater awareness within yourself. And let me know how you're going. Don't forget about the Facebook page. I think I keep banging on about this every day. And the fact that you can reach out to me via email. If you've got any questions and anything, you know, if you've got anything urgent that you want to reach out to me, please don't feel that you have to send email. Drop me a quick text message or give me a call. I'm here to help you guys. And if you have any questions, I really would like to hear from you, because it's your information, your own questions that are going to help me to know what direction maybe we need to re-deviate this particular challenge. Because hey, we're not doing this alone. We're working as a team, and teams need to be able to communicate with each other. So please send me your feedback, send me your questions, let me know how you're going. I'd love to hear from you. Speak to you all again soon. Bye.